Back in action this weekend after a lengthy layoff, what, 5 weeks? It seems like a lifetime. There's so much happened since you defeated Cavan in the quarterfinal.
It's a long time and it sort of, so look, we're just focusing on our game. That was dealt in front of us due to the state and what have you. And we knew that the break was coming. I would have took Armin all Tom Offey in the beginning of May for that break and to play on the second last weekend in June.
Yeah, and tell me, how did you manage that? Because obviously you had quite a few players, or I presume you had quite a few players doing Leaving Cert and Junior Cert and other exams.
Yeah, we'd update players doing different exams, and you know, with all dealt with in individual cases, working with the parents and setting out a plan for them, because state exams are very important for these young lads. They're also very passionate Donegal people, and they want to represent the county and do well. And they know by doing that, it's been a huge effort over the last few weeks. And I was trying to find the perfect balance for that. Hopefully we did. We did our best in both compartments. And look, it's what we present in front of it. But that's not an excuse, because Monaghan's also a southern county, and they're in the same situation as themselves.
And did you train away?
Oh, well, we were off of a stop and go, so it was over the last number of weeks due to the exams. But look, that's what we had to do. We got most of the players back maybe on a weekend basis and took it from there.
And have you got everybody back collectively since? Because the exams are probably, well, not quite over, but coming to very close to it.
With everybody back at the weekend there, so it was for the first time in a number of weeks, and it was due to... And we players having exams even on Friday morning of the match, so it is. So that's not an ideal situation. You have a lot of expectation on them, so they're doing exams and getting themselves ready then for the next big test on Friday evening.
Mm. And of course, recovered from a disappointing result against Tyrone with two good wins over two good teams, Armagh and Cavan, in your last two games. So obviously, you know, probably would have loved to get a game a couple of weeks later and keep the momentum going. So it's nearly like starting all over again, is it?
It does in a way, you know. We know that you go back to the Tyrone game, the performance that we didn't perform on the night. We left a lot out there. We got things back in track against a physical Armagh side, which wasn't an easy task to get over either, and things became more flowing against Cavan, and that's when you felt that things were going well, that you could get rid of the game. But we used the situation going into the Cavan game that there will be a lengthy break, so it was just fine-tuning that aspect, so we'd be ready. You know, Donegal produce good talented players with loads of ability, and trying to maintain that over the number of weeks was our challenge.
Mm. Chalked up big scores in those last couple of games, I suppose, and went for it. And I suppose the downside of that is, if you're going for scores at one end, you're leaving yourself a little bit open at the other.
Most teams are doing that. You have to go for the scores. You have to open up your play, and then as a result of pushing up, you end up getting caught at the back. And a lot of minor championship games this year have been high scoring. A lot of teams are going out to play the same way, and it is producing good football. They've been high entertaining matches. We watch Monaghan closely over the last 3-4 months. We knew that we could be meeting them down the road, or we're hoping we would have, and that's where we are. So look, a lot of big scores in minor championship, which is a good thing to be. Sometimes minor championship games, you know, would be better in senior games because of the quality of football that's on display.
And tell me, I know you've had your share of injuries along the way. Senan Rooney, and what is a case in point? He's had, I think, hamstring problems. How are you fixed for tomorrow night?
Look, first of all, Senan is back training away with us. He's available for selection on Friday. So he has, with Conor Rotey taking a lot longer to heal. We just didn't get a finger in that there. And we also had a bit of a virus and bugs come through the panel with one or two players. And hopefully we'll assess them over the next day or two that they'll be okay for the game. So we're playing that caution in relation to that, Tom.
Yeah. And in terms of, you hope to have everybody, do you?
Well, look, I'm reviewing Jack Gallagher. As I said, he picked up a bug at the weekend, so we'll assess that situation. It could be Friday evening before we know if he's fully fit. We want to put him through a fitness test, and we're going to give his body every opportunity to recover before we make a proper call on him.
Yeah. So, as we said, all set. Tell me about Monaghan. Have you, obviously, the defending champions?
Yeah, currently Ulster champions. They have a lot of leaders on the field and that won last year. They know how to go out and win games. them leaders carried them through against Tyrone and Carrickmore, and Carrickmore is not an easy place to go for any team to get a result, and Monaghan did that. So that just tells you the depth of the panel they have and the depth they have, and that legacy was probably left by Banty McElhinney in recent years. He put a lot of effort in his underage and started the success conveyor belt going for Monaghan. So we're acutely aware of that. We know that we have to be at our best to overcome that challenge.
And if you are at your best and you can put your best foot forward in with a right good chance of making the final?
Yeah, look, it's going to be a huge challenge. We know a good performance is a key ingredient for Friday evening, and if we can play to our ability, because there's no lack of talent in our squad. We have a copious amount of talent, for want for a better expression, and if we can deliver that, we all know what the big prize is.